here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors. The Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. Let's say defense wins championships, so we're focused on the back line with our special guest this evening. We'll have the 2011 WPS Defender of the Year from the Western New York Flash, Whitney Engen, who is training with the U.S. Women's National Team down in Big D, Dallas, Texas this week, and also the MISL, the Defender of the Month for January, Brayton Knapp of the Rochester Lancers. Dick Howard, of course, manned the nets for the 1970 NASL champion Lancers. We'll have all the news in the world of soccer, including the latest on last week's tragedy in Egypt. Sam Monjovi's off tonight, so let's go live to Florida. Beautiful, sunny, warm Florida. Well, not sunny, but warm at least. And the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Joe Sirianni. How's it going, Joe?
Good, Andrew. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. Just like you said, Florida, it's warmer, but it's not sunny. It's been raining here all day in Orlando. And that's the temperature is better than Rochester, I think, or maybe Rochester was better than here today.
We had about 48 degrees today in sunny skies. So
well, no, we didn't have no sunny sky. It was raining, and we got about maybe a 70 degrees temperature. But overall, you know, it's people walking around with short sleeves, and so it's I guess it's good to be in Florida.
I'm sure it is. And I know that pretty soon, Joe, you're going to be taking in some MLS matches, hopefully. They're going to have some preseason contests down in your area of the woods at Orlando City, putting on a six-team tournament. And hopefully you'll be able to get a chance to watch some matches and maybe see some of the players you might be playing against in the U.S. Open Cup this summer.
Well, I'm looking forward to do that, of course. And it all depends how things go. I mean, it just... I'm so anxious to see a nice live soccer game and be able to enjoy the atmosphere and be able to enjoy the, you know, what makes soccer really what it is, you know, the atmosphere of the game, you know, as the game is being played. Be able to view the game as it progresses, you know, because on television sometimes you don't see all that it needs to be seen and how the game is formed from the beginning, from the back to the front, and to the conclusion of goals. So, you know, the midfield and all that. The beauty, I'm talking about the beauty of the game, of course.
Well, I know that the beauty of the game for many people is putting the ball in the back of the net, and the Rhinos have made two signings in the last couple of days. Actually, one was announced today. It's a big one, too. The Rhinos have signed former Scottish Premier League striker Tam McManus to his contract for this season. He played alongside of Scott Palguda with the Colorado Rapids, and he scored 6 goals in 20 appearances. In the one season he had in MLS, he's played with Hibernian, he's played with Dundee, he's played with Falkirk, Ayr United, that's in the Scottish First Division, but he's coming back to America, so he's a big, strong forward, and he's going to be tough to stop, I think, Joe. And the other guy who we didn't get a chance to see too much of because he was injured most of last year when he played for FC New York was Graziano Brito. This is a guy who was one of the top 50 prospects in the U.S. when he came out of college, and Again, last year he had some significant injury problems. He only played in 12 matches for FC New York. But if he's healthy, Joe, another target up top for the Rhinos.
Well, it looks like the new coach that we got and Pereira, we are doing a great job in making sure that we have a team that is attractive to score goals. And of course, you know that to bring the fans in, to make it attractive enough, the people want to go and see and pay the ticket. You know, much was said about the women team and the charisma that they create in Rochester and the caliber play, playing and the caliber players that we were fortunate to see in Rochester. And what the Rhinos are doing, I think, is to reciprocate and to do a similar kind of thing that the place have been able to do, and to bring people that are recognizable, people that they're going to be community-orientated, and people that can relate to the fan base.
Hey, this Tam McManus, I'm sure, will bring out the Scottish fans. A lot of Scots live in Rochester, and they haven't had somewhere to cheer, really, since the days of Yogi Mackay. I know he had a huge following here in town, and the Scottish fans, I'm sure, will be very happy to see a Scot here playing for the Rhinos. And Graziano, I believe, is of Portuguese descent. He did play in Portugal, but I'll have to check that out to see what his nationality is.
You know, I can remember the good old days of the Italian-American Sports Club against the Scottish team over there, the Rangers, with Andy Mackay, which was Yogi Mackay's father, and the rivalry that existed between those two teams was unbelievable. And believe it or not, the caliber of playing was just as great, because there were great players on both sides, on both teams, and they were both they drew a lot of fans. So I hope that the fan base of the Scottish people and the English people is going to be able to support, you know, support the Rhinos 2012 team.
I certainly hope so, Joe. It should be a great season. And since we have you on, let's talk a bit about what happened in Italy. The big news today is Zlatan Ibrahimovic received a 3-match ban today for violent conduct, and that's certainly going to hurt AC Milan. They have a huge match coming up against Udinese this weekend, and Juventus still undefeated, 12 wins and 9 draws. Both Milan and Juve played to draws, and Udinese lost, so things got a little bit tighter. But I think the biggest news was Roma's 4-0 thrashing of Inter on
It was unbelievable, but I'm really glad. I mean, quote unquote, because I'm not a fan of Inter. But I watched the game with Ibrahimovic and Napoli, and you know what he did was completely stupid. I mean, I don't know whether you've seen the replay or not, but he reached over and he slapped the guy right on the face. So and there was and then the commotion started, and until the referee consulted with the linesman, you know, he got a straight red card, and he didn't say nothing. He just left. And well, I hope that he's not there for the Juventus game. But at the same token, Marotti, you know, the technical director of Juventus, said we're going to prepare as though he's going to be on the field. And and maybe with him there would be a better incentive for the Juve team to play better.
Well, it looks like, according to the schedule, that would be the third of the three matches that he would be banned for. That's coming up on the 25th of February, Milan hosting Juve. So that would be a huge, huge loss for Milan, not having their top striker on the pitch against Juventus. So, but we'll see what happens. Who knows what the Italian Soccer Federation is going to come up with, but Milan did appeal it, and they were turned down. So I believe it is going to be the case where it will be a 3-match ban for Ibrahimovic. So good news for all of us Juve fans out there.
You know, Angel, when you talk, at one time I was very discouraged about the Italian league, the A-League, but the reality of the thing that if you look at Italian soccer and the standing Juventus and leading Milano with just 1 point, and then the difference between the other team, the other six or seven team, is within three or four points. So the table can go from, you can be in the first, in first place, and all of a sudden you find yourself in fourth, fifth place. So all the other leagues that I've watched, like the Spanish league, the English league, they don't have such closeness in the quality of teams. So, you know, for the first 8 or 10 teams. So I think that the Italian soccer is a little bit more attractive, not attractive, more balanced than most of the other leagues.
Certainly the case. It's going to be a very exciting season as we go along over in Italy. So, Joe, we got to get to our first break here, but I guess I'll be speaking to you in a few weeks because I'm not going to be here the next couple of weeks. So I'm sure you and our special guest host, Mr. Joe Giuliano, the host of the play-by-play voice of the Lancers and the Rhinos, will be doing a great job. And you guys can talk about Italian soccer all day long. So
that's for sure.
Okay, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for being on, and have fun in Florida. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Sirianni here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, as he always is. And another thing we want to mention tonight is we are celebrating the 67th birthday of the King of Reggae, Bob Marley, very important person to myself and, of course, to our top-notch monogramming sponsor and our key sponsor for our show, Tony Diuto. And Bob, of course, a huge soccer fan, and he played all the time, so we're very happy to be playing all Bob Marley music tonight. We'll be right back with Dick Howard and our international report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Sunday, February 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh at Northfield Commons. The number to call is 248-2650. Don't forget, if you are a fan of Bob Marley, as I am, that is the place to go to get all of your Bob Marley gear, your reggae gear, and, of course, all of your soccer gear, T-shirts, monogramming, embroidery. Get all your things monogrammed and ready for the upcoming soccer season at Top Notch Monogramming. Dick, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good evening. And have you recovered from yesterday yet?
Oh, my goodness. I scared my cats when Mata scored that unbelievable goal. I scared my kitties. I screamed, and they went running. But I tell you, it was a great testament to the game, which we needed in this country because it was broadcast on the Fox Network nationally. It was called The Game Before the Game, obviously referring to that other sport that they play called football. And if it wasn't for like the last part of the Super Bowl, I think the match between Chelsea and Manchester United probably beat it for drama and for just pure excitement. But Super Bowl caught up near the end.
It was a great finish to the Super Bowl, wasn't it? But, no, I thought a tremendous game. As you say, if you're a fan of Chelsea or Manchester United, you're probably disappointed because you talk to Chelsea fans, say, we should have won it, and then you talk to Manchester United fans the same way. But the great part from my standpoint, Andrew, was that superb save by David De Gea in the last seconds of the game. Superb free kick by Mata, and he made an astonishing save. And given the criticism he's had over this season, I thought that was great. I was delighted that he made that and got the plaudits that he rightly deserved.
Of course, as a keeper, Dick, I would have expected you to say as much. Of course, it made me feel a little upset. That was a brilliantly struck free kick by Mata. You almost wonder if De Gea might have had an inkling of where Mata was going with that free kick because they are, of course, both teammates on the Spanish national team, so they know each other very well.
It could well be because, as you say, when you're playing with a player like Mata on the national team and you're practicing set plays and the like, penalty kicks, there's always that little edge that you think might happen. But, no, it was great. And I think it was great that it finished as a tie because, two own goals for Manchester United, two penalty kicks against Chelsea. Jeez, it was a remarkable game. But, it was one of those that you like to say, well, this is how the game is played. It was competitive, and at that level, I'm sure that you don't see too many teams that are ahead by three that give up three goals, but there you go, it happened.
But I guess the only thing I'm disappointed about, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised, is that the news that came out today that Sir Alec Ferguson is berating once again the officials because he felt there should have been a penalty in the 10th minute. But if you look closely at that replay, the foul started to occur outside of the area. It was not a penalty.
Correct.
It should have been a free kick, but not a penalty.
Correct.
But Sir Alex was blasted the linesman, the assistant referee, but they've already come out and said, oh, he's escaped any kind of punishment.
He certainly wasn't critical of Howard Webb. And the thing is that, and we mention this time and time again, we've got the benefit of the slow-mo, the different angles, the replays, and a referee, assisted by his assistant referees, tries to make the best call that he can, given that things happen so quickly. And Howard Webb, I have the greatest of admiration for. He's not had, I don't think, the best of seasons, but he's had some controversial calls to make. And, as I say, it's something that is always mentioned, and it's nice when a coach or a manager comes on and says, we can't blame the referee today. We made mistakes. My players made mistakes. And that's why we lost the game. It wasn't because of the match officials.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dick. Manchester United had two penalties in their previous match and two penalties, obviously, in the match yesterday. So I don't think Sir Alec Ferguson needs to be complaining about not getting penalties. They had four of them in the last two matches.
Yeah, and then the thing is, and if you take the shot from the sight line where the managers are sitting, the coaches, often it's below field level, it's virtually impossible to tell where these offenses take place. It's something that always amazes me that a coach or a manager will sit on the touchline, have the technical area certainly to make coaching interventions. But I already remember the national coach of Canada, Tony Waiters, who took us to the World Cup in 1986, used to sit on the top of the stand in the old Empire Stadium in Vancouver because he felt that sitting on top of the stand in a little box, he could look down and see a lot more than sitting on the touchline. And it was something he did in every game. He would come down at halftime, make the coaching interventions, and then usually stay on the bench for the second half. But it's certainly something that always surprised me with some of the comments that managers will make.
Yeah, Popovich used to do that for the Lancers, but that wasn't of his own choosing. He was barred from the sidelines for a few matches, so he had to sit up in the press box and watch the games.
It's something that will always be there, and given the circumstances of what happened at the weekend, I think that the calls were justified.
Well, it was an excellent match. It certainly was a great credit. Hopefully, maybe we'll get a few more soccer fans out there because of what happened on Sunday, as opposed to the other big news of the week and just incredible scenes from Egypt and what has happened there, the biggest tragedy, most deceased people in a soccer match since 1996. One player, according to reports, one player said it was like a war, and I guess it really was. And Dick, for those of people who have not heard about this, what happened, could you please give us a quick synopsis?
Well, it was a league game played in Port Said, and the local team were playing Al Ahly from Cairo, one of the two top teams, along with Zamalek. In Egyptian football, always bring a lot of support on the road, and as you know, in European football and in football around the world, you always have the what they call the ultras, the really passionate fan groups that will go to games. And an incident happened at the end of the game with a pitch invasion, and unfortunately, as I say, people died as a result of this. It's tragic because FIFA have, in many, many countries, established, safety rules and regulations, all see the stadiums and the like, and it's not as, common an occurrence as it was in the 70s and 80s, where you were standing a lot of the time in stadia and things were happening in an antiquated stadium that now, with the modern stadia, it's not happening as much, but you still have events like this happening, although, in my opinion, and it's solely my opinion, I think it was certainly not helped at all by the political situation in the country.
It's certainly the case, and if you read the articles, I don't want to get too much into the politics, but basically the team from Cairo were they're on one side of the issue with the government and who they supported, and they made it very clear in protests in January. So
yeah.
It's just a very bad situation.
Egypt. You know, when I was at the FIFA Ballon d'Or early in January, I talked to a couple from Cairo, and they, you know, telling me of the passionate scenes when Al Ahly plays Zamalek in league games. You know, the 100,000 capacity stadium is full to the brim, and it's one of the great rivalries, club rivalries in world football.
Certainly, and hopefully this will all get worked out. I know that there are some very upset people over in Egypt. There's still some violence later in the week stemming from all this, so let's just hope some cooler heads prevail and this all gets worked out. Because again, like I said, you don't see this much like you did back in the days when you played.
No, there are safety inspections. You know, with all the stadia that are being used for World Cup qualifying games around the world, they have to be inspected, and FIFA send in an official to inspect the stadium. But obviously, this maybe is not as modern a stadium as some of the others that are in the country. But I think the football fans, the soccer fans in Egypt were hoping that their team would have been contesting the Africa Cup of Nations. Of course, they weren't. And now we've got what could be a tremendous final shaping up. You know, Ghana playing Zambia in the one semi, and the Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, playing Mali in the other. And people think, uh-oh, it could be Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire in the final, which would be a tremendous game on Sunday.
It certainly would. And, of course, Drogba playing, I believe, is playing for the Ivory Coast. I know Yaya Toure scored the game-winning goal for the Ivory Coast in their quarterfinal match. So.
Yeah, well, you've got the Toure brothers, you've got Didier Drogba, and then, of course, Ghana, the Black Stars of Ghana are always reckoned to be one of the top teams in the country, and Asamoah Gyan, of course, is very much a key figure for that team. But hopefully it won't be the same. Remember, 1992... I'm sure you remember this. They played in the final, and the Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, won 11-10 on penalty kicks. It was scoreless after 120 minutes, and then they went to penalty kicks, and it's the longest final ever. So hopefully we'll see some goals. Should they play in the final? And obviously it's not going to be easy, because Zambia and Mali have certainly shown their potential.
Certainly, it's going to be it's always an exciting tournament. And another big exciting tournament, of course, is Euro 2012. And another piece of news that came out this week was tough for me to objectively report on, but it's John Terry, the Chelsea captain, was stripped of the captaincy for the second time of England because of these allegations of racial abuse. He's actually going to be going to trial in July for these charges. And if you notice, people who watched the game yesterday, they didn't talk about it too much on the commentary, but every time Rio Ferdinand touched the ball, he was jeered and booed every time, because it was his brother Anton Ferdinand who was the target of the alleged abuse from John Terry. And Rio is also in line to possibly replace John Terry as captain of England. So, and another bit of news that came out also is that Fabio Capello has come out supporting John Terry against the English FA, and that doesn't make the FA very happy when their coach is siding against them.
No,
so it's just a mess.
It's
right
an unfortunate
now.
Situation. I think just give it to Steven Gerrard and let be, you know, and just leave it that way. I think, you know, it's a sensitive issue because of what's happened, and with that, you want to have harmony in the dressing room. And as I say, with a situation where you've got to select a captain, don't either of them. As I say, Steven Gerrard, to my mind, whenever he puts on an England jersey, he, you know, is very much a person that is so proud of that honour, and I think he would make a great captain.
Well, I would say bring back David Beckham, but I don't know if you saw the word, Dick. It was broke yesterday. Mr. Beckham got a red card recently in a match, but he wasn't playing, though. It was his son, Romeo, who was playing in a match, and the referee Romeo is 7 years old. He was watching the match, and the referee sent off one of the players at 7 years old, and David was not happy about it and let the referee know in no uncertain terms, and so he was banished from the pitch. He had to watch the rest of the match from behind the fence, and he was on Jonathan Ross's show in England, a big show over there, talk show, and talked about the whole incident. But I tell you,
No, you don't need that. I think when you've got them playing mini football, mini soccer, you know, 7v7, small-sided games, I used to have green cards that I would give to players who were guilty of good things on the field, and rather than a red card or a yellow card, I don't think you need that. You need them to enjoy the games, and I'm sure that Beck was probably justified in being very upset as a father of a player who's been ejected at the age of 7, geez.
I gave a penalty. I refereed a 7-year-old match a long time ago. I did give a penalty, but I didn't show a card because the player just basically grabbed the ball with both hands in the penalty area.
No,
so I really had no choice in the matter. But
the
goalie made the save, so it all worked out.
Yeah.
But I know my wife was very happy though with Mr. Beckham on the Super Bowl ad. He and many of her friends were making
I've
comments.
Yeah, I've had several calls about that of people that really enjoyed the Super Bowl ad, and it was quite an interesting one. And if you're a fan of David Beckham, of course, you'll be delighted to see him in that ad.
I guess I better go to H&M. But one last bit of news, Dick, and something I'm very happy about is that the U.S. men's national team is going to be playing very close to Rochester this summer. They're going to be making a visit to Canada at BMO Field on Sunday, June the 3rd. The first match for the U.S. in Canada since 1997 for the men, and it's part of the centenary celebrations for the Canadian Soccer Association, and also, of course, a warm-up for World Cup qualifying. So I'm already making my plans for that one.
That will be a great one, because BMO Field, you probably know, has been selected as the venue for all three of Canada's next round of World Cup qualifying games. They're going to base them all in Toronto, build up the fan base so that it's a very much a pro-Canadian crowd, and it's great that the U.S. national team and Jurgen Klinsmann and his squad will be coming to play the game in Toronto. It will really be a good taste, really, because Canada play a few days later against Honduras in World Cup qualifying.
And as we should have the full strength team, so you get to see Tim Howard in action here and Landon Donovan, both members of the Toffees right now.
That's right. I'll see if he's got that. Last time I met Tim Howard, I was a bit disappointed with him because he didn't have a Scouse accent, but he's maybe got more of a Scouse accent than he was last time. But it'd be great to see Tim and Landon and the U.S. team. It'll be, you know, a really good event, and I'm sure a lot of fans from the Rochester area will be coming to that game.
If the American Outlaws are already organizing a trip to go up to BMO for that one, so we're going to be on opposite sides for that match and opposite sides on the weekend too. Everton hosts Chelsea.
We'll have a friendly wager with you and your cohort, Mr. Sirianni, on that game.
Okay, Dick. Well, I'm going to be off for a couple of weeks, so Mr. Giuliano is going to be sitting in as the host of the show for while I'm on vacation. So
no problem.
We'll talk to you again when I get back.
Okay, Andrew. Good chatting to you.
Thanks, Dick.
Yeah.
Dick Howard from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by the WPS Defender of the Year for 2011, U.S. Women's International, Whitney Engen from the Western New York Flash. On Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on FM Talk or WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Proudly conservative. You're listening to the new home of Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhino's Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800. Or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Sunday, February 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. We're celebrating Bob Marley's birthday today on the show. And, of course, our good friend Top Notch Monogramming, Tony DiUto, Michelle, they always play reggae music in their store. So be sure, again, to go down there to Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh to check them out and get your Bob Marley gear and support reggae music in Rochester. Earlier this afternoon, I had a chance to speak with the member of the Western New York Flash who was named the 2011 WPS Defender of the Year, Whitney Engen. She's down in Dallas, Texas with the U.S. Women's National Team as they prepare for this Saturday's friendly against Allie Riley and the Football Ferns of New Zealand. And we're going to go to that interview right now and let you know that this appearance from Whitney is brought to you by Salins Meat Products. Get to Tops and Wegmans, and they are our official sponsor of the WPS. Let's go to the interview right now. And we're here with Whitney Engen, formerly of the Western New York Flash, or currently, we'll have to see how that works out, but she is the 2011 WPS Defender of the Year, and currently down with the national team in Texas, preparing for a big friendly against the Football Ferns of New Zealand this coming Saturday afternoon. Whitney, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Glad to have you on, and we're obviously very interested to see what's going to happen with the national team as they prepare for the Olympic Games. It was a very exciting event in Vancouver, and did you get a chance to watch the match? And what were your thoughts on the final?
I did, and I was really impressed with how the U.S. played the entire tournament. The attention was all on the number of goals being scored, but I think that an even greater accomplishment was the fact that there were no goals scored against the U.S. So, I think all across the board, it was a successful trip, beyond successful, with an impressive showing by the U.S., and I'm thrilled. it's what they set out to do, and they did it.
Spoken like a true defender. You are more concerned about not giving up goals than scoring goals. But as they say, defense wins championships, and I think the Flash proved that in 2011, and the U.S. women are doing the same thing. Now, obviously, this is a huge camp for you, and for we're talking about Ashlyn Harris as well, your teammate and your very close friend, both of the Flash, or both at the camp trying to make the Olympic team. What are your thoughts on the camp? How important is it as a first step to being invited to play in London?
I mean, every time you're invited in with the national team, it's a big step. And I think that, you know, Ash and I are just going to continue to try and work hard and earn a spot. And, you know, it's an honor just to be here. And it's a ton of fun to get a chance to play at the highest level. And, you know, I think it's just important to soak up every step of the journey, and hopefully the end result will be worth it.
It's going to be quite a journey. You have the Algarve Cup coming up at the end of this month, beginning of March in Portugal, and of course that's a very important tournament for women's soccer. All the top teams are there, and it's a stepping stone really to the Olympic Games. So, how's the team coming together in these first few hours of the training camp? What's been going on down in Dallas?
Not much. I mean, everybody's, a little tired. You have those early flights in, and we're actually heading out to training here in about 15 minutes, and just to kind of get the legs going. And then tomorrow we really kick off and go full swing.
Now, you should be used to traveling, because you've really been on an odyssey since the championship match back in August. You went over to play over in Sweden for a team over there, Tereso, and I can't even pronounce the name of the league. If you can pronounce it for me, I'd appreciate it.
For the Domasvenskan?
Thank you. I didn't want to try that. I know I would butcher it, but you had a chance to play over there along with your teammates Becky Edwards and Carolyn Sager. Tell us about that experience. How different is it playing in Sweden, the crowds, the stadiums, and how is women's soccer covered over in Sweden as opposed to the WPS?
Well, in general, the style of play is a bit different in Sweden than it is in the U.S., so that was definitely an adjustment for me. The style of play is a lot more possession. Not that the WPS doesn't have possession, but it's just a different style of possession. A lot of like goal kicks are just passed out of the box as opposed to being sent down the field, and there's a lot more just general passing and less pressure, I think, than in WPS. So, that was definitely an adjustment. The crowds over in Sweden, it just kind of depended on which city we traveled to. Some cities would have, you know, an outrageous number of people, and then other cities, you know, a smaller crowd would come. So, I think that's just like anywhere, you've got your diehard fans, and then, you know, just depending on how each team is marketed, different crowds show up.
Certainly, and one of the things that was interesting for me is that you had a chance to play against some of your Flash teammates in Sweden, much like you're going to do on Saturday. Of course, the Football Ferns, Allie Riley of the Flash, one of the top players for New Zealand. What is it like playing against your club teammates?
In an odd way, it's kind of funny. I mean, you know their strengths, you know their weaknesses, and still, I mean, playing against Allie and Becky and Caroline Sager, even though they all have the capacity to get forward, and they do, they're not forward. So I feel like if I were playing against like an Alex Morgan or Christine Sinclair or Marta, I would be spending a lot more time with them, and I'd have a lot more interaction. But when I played against the two of them in Sweden, it wasn't like we matched up that often. So, I don't know. It was funny because, I kind of knew what they were going to do before they did it, but at the same time, I really had no control over it because I wasn't the one defending them.
Here with Whitney Engen of the U.S. Women's National Team and the Western New York Flash. And I have to get your comment when you mentioned about playing against your teammates. the first goal that the U.S. scored against Canada, that Alex Morgan scored, she beat her teammate Candace Chapman to score that goal. I just want, what were your thoughts on it? Were you surprised that Alex was able to beat her the way she did, or was it just her getting to the ball first, or what? What'd you think about that first goal?
Both Candace Chapman and Alex Morgan are two phenomenal world-class players, as evidenced by the fact that, you know, they met in such a huge game on such a large stage. I think that at the end of the day, somebody's going to have to make a mistake in a 1v1, and, you know, it could have gone either way, and, you know, the ball went Alex's way, and she made a great shot and a great finish and set the U.S. off to a great start.
Yeah, I think that goal was so important for the U.S. to get off to a great start against Canada, with it had 25,000 people behind them in Vancouver, and playing, you know, Christine Sinclair playing in her hometown. Of course, Cindy LaRue also playing in her hometown, even though she was a member of the U.S. national team. So it was just a great tournament to watch. I'm glad the game was on national television on the NBC Sports Network, so everybody had a chance to see it. So for this camp, though, What do you expect from this camp, from Coach Sinhaga and the rest of the coaching staff? How do you think this one stacks up as opposed to other camps you've been involved in?
Well, I mean, every camp with the U.S. team is important. Each time we come in, we're working on different things and working on progressing our game and finding, you know, the best players that play together. And I think that to place, I mean, obviously some camps are going to be more important than others. A build-up to a major tournament, yes, those camps are extremely important, but it's also extremely important to have, you know, these camps matter. So say one camp is more important than another, or to say that, you know, coming in and have less purpose or anything like that, I think is it's not true at all. I mean, we work just as hard in, you know, this camp as we would in the next and the next and the next, and I think that it's just with the goal of getting better and eventually becoming the best.
This is going to be an important match, because obviously New Zealand, they haven't qualified yet for the Olympics, but I think it's probably just a matter of playing the matches. I think they're in Oceania, they're clearly the top team, and it's good. They're going to be wanting to do their best against the U.S. on Saturday, and hopefully I'm hoping there'll be a nice crowd. Unfortunately, I don't believe the match is on television, which is pretty strange, but the match you can follow certainly on the U.S. Soccer Twitter page, and we'll be keeping an eye out for that. Now, we mentioned Ashlyn Harris. How's she doing? I know she's been training for getting ready for these camps as well. What's going on with her?
Ash is great. She's been spending a lot of time in Florida and, you know, just training and catching up with some family members. And, yeah, she's doing really well.
Okay, I have to ask you, I saw on your Twitter page that you went on your first vacation in 2 years, and you showed the weather forecast, and there was about 10 inches of snow. Where was that vacation? I hope it wasn't in, like, Southern California or something like that.
No. I actually went with a group of friends up to Victor, Idaho. One of them had a cabin up there, and we basically just went and disconnected from the world and got snowed in and had a great time with snowmobiles and all the like. So, yeah, it was great.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And I before we let you go, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about what happened last week with WPS. I know that you basically your tweet was short and sweet about it. Was obviously a very sad situation. It's been a week since it happened. What are your thoughts on what happened and where you see yourself playing club soccer this coming summer?
Well, a lot of that's still undecided as to what my plans are, but, you know, obviously it was a sad day for many girls across the country, and I'm positive that there were several people that woke up Monday morning who had planned on one course of action for the following 6-7 months, and, you know, it was immediately changed. And I think that disappointing is an understatement, but at the end of the day, we have to believe that the owners did it what was in the best interest of the entire league, and, you know, all we can do is hope that it comes back in 2013 better and stronger than ever.
Well, the The owner of Sky Blue was on our show last week, and I liked what he taught, how he put things. And it was not just what happened with the team that was booted out of the league. It also had to do with the sanctioning, and the sponsorships were not there for this year. And he basically said if either you play this year and fold the league up, or you take a year off and try to come back in 2013. So I think that was a prudent thing to do. But I'll tell you what, I don't know if you had a chance to look at Twitter during that day, but the messages were just coming fast and furious from all the fans. They were all in support of the players, and they were very, very sad and upset that the league wasn't coming back this year. But, you know, like you said, for a business decision, I think it was the right move. And if we have a great Olympics, which I fully anticipate the U.S. will, then the cards will be in place for 2013.
Yep.
I think I said it all. Well, Whitney, thank you so much for being on the show. I know you have to get off to your first practice. We'll certainly be watching either via Twitter or via U.S. Soccer's page to Saturday's match against New Zealand from Frisco, Texas, home of FC Dallas. And we really appreciate you being on the show. As part of whatever happens with your career going forward, you and the members of the Flash will always be a part of this Rochester soccer community. We were thrilled and so happy and elated after last season and throughout last season. And let all the girls know that you come across in your travels, that you're always part of our community here. We hope that you're back again real soon, whether it be 2013 or maybe even this year. Who knows? But again, Whitney, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. And that was earlier today with Whitney Engen from the Western New York Flash, the U.S. Women's National Team. Again, Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. kickoff in Dallas. It's the U.S. against New Zealand. Coming back with the January Defender of the Month in the MISL, Rochester Lancers, Brayton Knapp on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Andrew Battisti here. And joining us right now is the MISL Defender of the Month for January from your Rochester Lancers and our Rochester Lancers. Brayton Knapp joins us. Brayton's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. 872-KICK is the number to call for tickets. A huge match this Sunday as the Lancers host Syracuse at 1 p.m. Brayton, thanks for being with us. Thanks for taking some time away from your coaching duties.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. And I tell you, the magnitude of this Sunday's match with Syracuse, I don't think you can overstate it. It basically could mean the Knights coming back into the playoff picture or the Lancers possibly shutting them out of the playoffs and getting that spot. So what's the team's thoughts right now based on what happened, that heartbreaking loss on Saturday in Wichita?
Yeah, the team's still positive. So, took some good things away from the game. It was a tough game, but we know we have a lot of work to do, and just got to get another win on Sunday. It's good for the rivalry that it's come down to this. I mean, unfortunately, a win in Wichita would have helped us, give us ease the pressure a little, but just go in, and it's going to be a hard battle with them, just like last time. But it's something we're looking forward to, and it's a good test for us, right, to get us ready for the playoffs.
Certainly, and I just did a little calculation during the break, and basically if the Lancers, you guys can win your last three home games, you're in the playoffs. There's nothing Syracuse could do, so if we protect the home turf, we're going to the playoffs. So I know that's a big motivator for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's a great place to play. I mean, coming back, I think we've been gone now 4 weeks, so it'd be great to be back and play in front of the home crowd, and hopefully we get a nice crowd, and we can make it a tough place for Syracuse to play.
Again, it's 1 o'clock on Sunday kickoff. No more football, so there's no excuse for to go down to the Blue Cross Arena to see this critical match. Now, Brayton, the MISL Defender of the Month. Were you surprised at the announcement? What was your reaction when you were told that you won the award?
I was very surprised. I mean, it's a great honor to get. I actually found out about it when someone sent me a message on Facebook saying congratulations, and I didn't even know what they were congratulating me on. And then I got a text from Billy saying congratulations on Defender of the Month, and it's a great honor. I mean, I was very surprised, but I think it was a team honor as well. Played some big games in January and held some good teams to low points, so I think that helped in me getting recognized as well.
I think that there's going to be a key with Wichita because you guys play them three more times, and that match on Saturday, it was not on the internet, so I listened to Joe and Sam, and they were going crazy up in the box. It was just a back-and-forth game, and if that's any indication the way that the matches are going to be between you two, the last two home games coming up on the 23rd and 26th are going to be wild ones at the Blue Cross Arena, so they're obviously a very talented team, and it's a great matchup between us.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're a fast team. They like to break out. When we were playing there, especially, their boards are really lively. Anything you shot into the boards came back into the box. It was just high, fast-paced. So going forward, we're going to have to slow them down a little bit. But it's going to be a battle every time. No matter what the score is, they're always fighting. If you watch their videos where they're down by multiple goals, they're always trying to get themselves back in the game. So they'll be exciting home games.
It's going to be very exciting as we go down into the crunch time of the season. The playoffs are right there for the Lancers to grab. So, Brayton, we all wish you the very best of luck. And, unfortunately, I won't be able to be at the game. I'm going to be on vacation. I'll be actually flying in the air. So when I land in my location, I'll be getting on that line and finding out what happened. But I'll definitely be there for the last two matches with Wichita. So best of luck to you and to the team this coming Sunday.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all the support you guys provide us.
No problem, Brayton. Thank you. Brayton Knapp from the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Brayton and Eric Trendle from the Lancers, Whitney Engen from the U.S. Women's National Team, and, of course, Aaron Heifetz. We couldn't do this without him, the media guy for the national team. Again, I'll be on vacation in the next couple weeks, so Joe Giuliano will be returning to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. He's one of the original hosts back in 1994. He'll be back hosting the show. And I'll see you guys again in 2 weeks' time on the 27th, hopefully celebrating a Lancers playoff berth. This has been Andrew Battisi with Joe Sirianni down in Florida, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick of the Grass with Joe Giuliano on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.